Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, published author. I write a blog. It's on WordPress. And I got a new CD coming out, Open Your Enterprising Eyes. But I want to talk about something I expanded into today. And what I expanded into today is something that is very simple. I can understand now how people feel about themselves subliminally is by the way they talk about other people, because we express our insecurities. But when you say somebody is this or somebody's that, that's you actually speaking about yourself, because them are your words, your thoughts, your everything. Them are your emotional energies coming across your conscious mind. And usually that's because there's a fear or something else deeper involved in this. And it really makes sense, because listen to the words you say about others and see how that comes into your life to play today and every day in a real lively way, and see how this opens up to you when you see this. And I also want to throw in the three C's that really are limiting our forward progress in life, and that's the corporate domination, the college and all the education system, and the computers. And they're all great, don't get me wrong, but how are we to allowing them to dominate us and control us without doing anything? How are we allowing them to win our game of life and control our life, because we're always looking for them to do that? And then when it don't go our way, we start being mad at the world, and that comes from your subconscious mind. And that's what's happening there. When that comes from the subliminal mind, that's what we live. And we're so used to letting other people dominate our life, we forget we can live our life. And that is something that's quite unique when we start thinking about this. Not really thinking, but open our enterprising self to understand we are controlled by everything, and we allow it because we're trying to control the world at the same time. That is something else that we're really doing here. We're trying to let the world control us, and we're trying to control the world. So where is the new opportunity coming forward? And that's something that we really have to expand into. And people really think they're thinking outside of the box, but we're really, really not thinking outside of the box. And how are we letting the computers do all of our thinking? We try to make a program for this and a program for that, and we don't have a program for anything because we can't do anything. So if everything trying to be controlled, and we're trying to use this and we're trying to use that, how does that really stop us from being forward progress and moving our life forward? How does that really hinder us in every way? Because we're allowing every outside source to come into our life, but we ain't playing the game because we're afraid to play the game. And, you know, the more we try to control life, the more we're trying to live our life, and we're not living it because doing everything in life. And that is something is, but we're really trying to control life because if we think we can control it, it's going to be easier. And the only thing we're really controlling is nothing. because we really, really are engaged in nothing. The more we control, the less we can facilitate. But how do we allow computers? We're always looking for the computer. And this is something that I've really noticed in my own life. And when I used to be able to do math, fractions, math, and everything good in my head, and I could do it on the go. Now I started using a calculator because it's easier, and I use spell check. I'm not as fluent in spelling, and thank God for spell check, because I can confuse spell check. But how do we allow the gadgets of the world to take away our innovation? How have we moved forward in gadgetry but lost our experience and lacked our intuition and our innovativeness to move forward? How have we lost all that because we chose to engage in something else? And we let go of a lot of things in life. How do we allow life to dictate to us that there is nothing else in the world? You know, the more you look at this, the three C's, they nullify the one CF, and that's common sense. Computers can only do what's put into them. Common sense is expressed to us from the universe. And we really are born with an unique, innate common sense, but we're afraid to use it because it may not fit into the political correctness of society. And that is where life is really breaking down. Because we want to live in the pain of change rather than in the effrontery of expansion. And effrontery is a boldness. We are gallant people with the wisdom to move forward. But we're relying on everything in the world but us. But you and I, we're not relying on our innate ability except at work. Now, we will go to work and use all of our abilities for somebody else. But we will not do that for ourselves and anybody else to do it. Because we're afraid of somebody might laugh at us. And, man, we can't have somebody laughing at us because we have talent. Because people laugh at talent. If you study the inventors of the world, everybody said they were crazy except for when I turned on the light bulb. Those guys weren't so crazy and drive my F-250 and all the stuff everybody said was crazy. Those guys were pretty smart. If they say you're crazy, you're on the right track because sane people stay broke. Crazy people get wealthy. And that is something else. And it's a crazy confidence is what that is. See, people want to, if you can fit into the mesh of society, you're going to be in the mainstream. But if you choose to disallow them and engage in yourself, you're going to get laughed at, giggled at, and a whole bunch of other stuff at. But it isn't that. It's how are we allowing everything to control us? And we're in the stealth of control because there's a whole new fear when you got to step into it yourself. And, you know, the people that are really successful, they have a brashness. And I learned something myself. I helped some people out, and now one person I helped is trying to say, I stole their writing. And man, I hacked her computer, and I can barely download stuff. Rich people get tired of people trying to take advantage of them. So, and you know, their wealth and success actually come from their ingenuity to move forward and their willingness to move forward right now. And that's what's happening here. And as long as you can play the game and really engage in something, you're really open and willing to win. Because life will always treat you the way you speak about others. And you know, I hear it, and I've used it, and I've done it, and I'm guilty of every sin in life. But people, the word I've really stopped using is stupid, dumb, or an idiot. Because that's really your vibration going into the universe. And that is something else you really, really, really have to open up to and play, because something else, and that is something else that we really have to play with in life. But how do we think we can text and hide? And all the mechanisms of the computer age are great. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy them and I play on them and I spend too much time on them and I do everything on them I'm not supposed to. But how is it actually limiting me in my own innovation in a way? That's questions I have to ask myself every day. And that is a question I do ask myself every day. Is how am I limiting myself from moving forward? Because I'm too allowing myself to be controlled, and I'm also being controlled at the same time. Because when you think you can control something, you're actually the one that's living the control of the patrol, because you're the one that's trying to limit everything. And how do we try to put everything we can into a computer to see what the outcome is? And how does that become our life? How is control really the termite of turmoil that we're living today? How is that happening? And what does that do to us? And how does that really hinder us today? Because we're afraid to engage in who we are and really step forward and match what's going on. But you know, the life will go on no matter what we do. And no matter how much we don't do. Because the only one that can't do anything in your life is you, and the only one that can do anything in your life is you. But here's the thing. What are you willing to do different today than you did yesterday? And that's kind of where we're at in this, because we're all running to the computer and we're all doing this, and am I guilty? You bet. But how is everything else? But how is the words you say in your daily life actually programmed through the media and your parents and different things? How is that all programmed and lived out today? And how is that done? How do we actually limit ourselves when we do this? Because when we do this, we become so ingrained in pain, we forget to move forward, because it's easier to say disdaining things and make your ego feel good than say something positive and say, well, where does this pertain to me? That really is a scary situation when you got to start looking at yourself in the mirror and having fun and doing whatever you can. Because when life is good, life is good. But when we're really in angst and upset and frustrated, what's going to happen to us? Because it isn't about what we can't do, it's about what we can do. And that's what my CDs and Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching is about. It's about opening you up to experience life in a whole new way, because the only one that you have to fear in life is you. Everybody else comes into your life to expand you. And that's where everything else is really, really moving forward. But when you are afraid of that, what's happening in your life? But who do you think is the most afraid? You or the people you meet? What are you afraid to engage in your own life? Because you're the one that has to engage in it and play in it. But when it comes down to it, how are you afraid to look in the mirror to see how entrepreneurial you are and how great you are in life? How are you afraid of that? The greatest person you know is you, and the greatest person you don't know is you. How's that? But how the biggest fear we have is trusting our abilities to listen. And we think we've been taught by a society for so long that we have to banter people and belittle them in order to feel big and feel so secure in everything in my life. So how do you not play this out in your life? I know I have, and I've been very disdainful about it. And it's really, really not a very good thing. Because I'm in a zing-a-wing, in a bing-ding-wing when this happened. Because I'm really talking about me. When I see their lack of ability, I see the same. That's me telling me my own lack of ability, but it's easier to say the other person did it. And that's where we're at in life today, because we can't play today unless we play today. Because to play, you got to be in a jovial mood. And most of us in this world today are very, very narrow-minded, I should say. And we're all living in fear because the economy's this, the economy's that. The economy is the way it is because of our fears. My fears, your fears, everybody's fears. And I watch the stock market. I love the stock market. I don't play it, but I love it. And I have the wisdom to do it, but I was doing so many other things. But last week cracked me up. On one day the week before, the stock market went up a bunch of points because Europe had figured it's dead out. Next day it comes up, or this week or last week, whenever, the stock market drops because fears of the European debt. Well, we have debt because we have low wages and we're trying to make the world spin on low wages. And that's really a big thing, bigger thing, because it isn't what we know, it's what we don't know, but what we don't know, we're afraid of. Because throughout the time, we've always believed that cheap labor is the greatest thing in life. And all cheap labor is cheap labor. And that's all cheap labor. That's all it'll ever be, is cheap labor. And, you know, until we get out of the cheap labor market, we're going to stay spinning sideways and doing the same thing every day. The cheapness of the world comes from an ingrained thing. If I can get it for less, that means I'll make more. And in the end, the more we cut, the less we all make, and we lower the prosperity. And see, lower wages have really separated the wealthy from. It isn't taxes going to do it. The wealthy people deserve the money. But also, when is it unjust to the people on the CEO salary? Because them salaries go into the bottom line of a product just like our stuff. And see, that's where we're so corporate cloned. We think management deserves the money, and they do deserve the money. But how are we getting it so egotistic and arrogant that the hourly worker in this country is being so disdained and so unforgot that it's unbelievable? Because it's the working people that made this country, and it's the working people that will keep the country going. It isn't until the blue-collar people step forth and unlock their innovation will this country move forward. And here's the thing. Some people are meant to be the brain, and some people have the physical talent. It's just like in sports. You got people with the brains, but you also got people with just raw physical talent. You got the LeBron James, Walter Payton. Now, he wasn't the greatest athlete, but he was one of the most durable backs that ever played football. He played for how many years? 13, 14 years, missed one game as a running back. And he carried the ball 25 times a game. And he retired a rich man. He was a rich man all the way through. But you never heard Walter Payton complain about anything. And see, that's the leader and the winner. And today we got whiners and losers in the sports. And see, here we all think that sports are the greatest thing in the world. But how, you know, I turn sports off. I'll watch a football game once in a while, but I'll never watch the whole thing. And you know what? My life goes on the same. Don't watch TV, your life. But you might have to open up and read something. If we got back to reading, writing, and arithmetic and let go of history, we'd let go of the misery we're living today. We're so ingrained in poverty and domination over people that it's unbelievable. And that's what this world is really, really doing today. And that's where the control is. Because we control your thoughts, control your life. Well, you don't control your thoughts. The more you're trying to control your thoughts, how are you putting your control into the world? So when you facilitate and unleash some emotional energies to open your enterprising wise, to unleash your entrepreneurial wise, but you got to open your eyes to see there is no control in the world. The only control in the world is what you allow, and that's within you. And that's kind of where that is where the world is in the self-control, or the self-control. Because we're really going to move forward and do something else rather than this. Because life isn't what it is. Life is what we choose to facilitate it to be. Not what we can change or not what we can think it is. It's what we can choose to facilitate it to. And so what do you choose to facilitate it to? And how do you choose to experience it? That's where life is really beaming up, the newness of life. Because when life is new, life is good. But we can't just sit around and wait for some corporation computer to do it. Or the school system, because the school system has gotten away from teaching. It's more about domination. This kid is this. This kid is this. You know, I look at the kids today, and I actually send my heart out to them. They still ain't as ornery as I was. I guarantee it. But they really don't have an opportunity to play. Because if they screw up in school, they get kicked out for 3 days. What does an ornery kid like more than 3 days vacation from school? When I went to school, you screwed up. You had to face the person you did it to. And it wasn't getting kicked out for 3 days. It may be staying out of school for 2 hours. But parents today don't make their kids accountable. It's always somebody else's fault. And that is where this world is really, really living in severe challenge, because we have no idea of what is happening in the world. All we understand is I need more money. I need more money. And the word need makes you live in the weeds. And that's all that is living in the weeds. So when are we going to let go on the controlling the weeds in our mind, trying to think we control the world? Because when somebody says control, you don't control. You become ingrained with pain is what happens when you try to control, because it's like last Friday when that F-18 landed in Virginia. You suppose somebody was controlling that? No. There's too many variables in the world. I mean, God, there's 7 billion of us on the planet. And how can you control what 7 billion people are doing? And how would you do that? And why would you? How would you want to? Why would you want to? Because the more people say, the more people stay stuck in the same. Because life is lived in the now, free of misery and history. It's with a vision of a future, with engaging in the people you meet in your daily life. But we try to avoid that daily life because there is some angst in there. And when this is something I've been reading on the internet a lot. Do it through love. Well, when you say do it through love, what is do it through love? Because a lot of people don't want to engage in that inner self, and they do not want that. They want to just be who they are and do what they do, but they do not want to do it. If you can do it through love, because when you go deep into yourself and they start coming out of the root chakra, there is some angst and tangst in that, because that's where I've let go, is in the root chakra. And they come up through, and that first time is a mass confusion. I was grumpy. I was mad. I didn't have a clue. But ever since that time, in 2004, down in Texas, I'm starting to understand it. Now when something goes haywire on the inside, I start looking instantly. I said, uh-oh, something's going. Something's leaving. I like that. And that's what it is. Something has, yeah, are you willing to let go? Willing to let go to have it come in. And something else I learned this week, you got to learn to accept your divine good before you receive it. You can't receive it until you accept it. And that is something else that people really, really, really are afraid of. Because when you engage in that inner sage, you're going to page the world of prosperity. And that's what it is. And that's how the world is played, is when you engage that inner prosperity. And the only one that can page the inner prosperity is you, because it's your inner prosperity. And yet, and that is something else that's really being in the free flow of the go, is doing that. And really starting to step out and be somebody else. Because you got to let go of everything you know to expand into the new. Because that's the world we're trying to know, and we're focused on shutdown and closures rather than expanding. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. My website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone is 702-755-9410. Email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about. And all my CDs and books are about expanding the world into a new vision of who you are and where you go. And see, it's letting go of the control, but seeing how everything in life is controlling you when you think you're controlling it. And anyway, we'll be here Thursday night, 6:30, with Tish Aiken. She's an astrologer out of New York City, and we're going to be talking about the summer and all the eclipses and the new moons and whatever else she has. She's a very astute, and she's also a great tarot reader. You can call in and have a great conversation with Tish. Good night and goodbye.